in the Mount Sterling Industrial Park. They'll help you stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
At Hinton Mills, we consider ourselves part of your farm team. From scouting, diagnostics, and soil sampling, to delivery, spreading, and spraying, we appreciate the opportunity to spend so much time on your farms. We feel invested in your success and realize that we only win if you win. That's why providing you with trusted products, trusted advice, and trusted service remains so important to us. Our team looks forward to farming alongside you again this year. Thank you for the opportunity. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
With your Ag Edge weather, here's Joshua Clausen.
Clouds will be on the decrease today after showers and storms tracked across the Commonwealth Thursday and early this morning. Highs in the upper 60s are expected, with showers continuing through early afternoon in eastern Kentucky. Partly to mostly cloudy skies are expected overnight tonight, with lows below 50.
Your Ag Edge weather will return in a moment.
Does your pole barn need a makeover? Look no further than FBI Buildings. From now until June 1st, you can upgrade your pole barn roof at a discounted price. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Call 800-552-2981 to secure your spot in FBI's Spring Re-Roof Special. Discount pricing ends June 1st, so call now. 800-552-2981. That's 800-552-2981.
Raider Auction Company will conduct a spring farm equipment auction Friday, April 26th at 8 a.m. at 1010 Skyline Drive, Hopkinsville. Selling will be tractors, combines, corn and grain heads, drills, hay and tilling equipment, planters, rotary mowers, spray equipment, industrial equipment, and hundreds of items sale day. For more info or to consign, call Delbert Raider at 270-881-2610. Financing is available. Raider Auction Company Spring Farm Equipment Auction, Friday, April 26th, 8 a.m., 1010 Skyline Drive, Hopkinsville. That's Raider Auction Company.
Your Ag Edge weather continues with Joshua Clausen.
Partly to mostly sunny skies are expected through the weekend. Highs Saturday will be in the mid-60s. By Sunday, highs will be closer to 60. Lows in the upper 30s are possible this weekend, with Sunday night perhaps the best chance for frost to develop as skies clear and winds diminish across western and central Kentucky. As we head into Monday, plenty of sunshine expected across the Commonwealth, and highs will be in the mid-60s. I'm Josh McClawson with your Ag Edge weather.
The Red Tag Sales event is going on now at Smith's Furniture in downtown Mount Sterling. You'll save throughout the store on great name brands. Sofas starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $699. Lazy Boys, $349. Fuller Queen Serta Perfect Sleepers, $399. These and many more markdowns are going on now at Smith's Furniture, downtown Mount Sterling. Online at smithsfurniturestore.com.
Eyesight is easy to take for granted till you have a problem. It's one area where regular checkups can prevent problems that involve procedures we'd rather not go through. You should do everything you can to protect your eyesight, including a visit to Helderman Jacobs Vision Center in the heart of Mount Sterling at the corner of Main and Maysville. Protect your eyesight with regular checkups at Helderman Jacobs Vision Center. Call 498-6001 for an appointment. Helderman Jacobs Vision Center, Mount Sterling. They'll help you see better, longer.
62 degrees this morning here in the Gate City. Big weekend coming up in Mount Sterling. Lots of activities are going on. We'll be talking about some of those coming up on the mid-morning show. And we have a Kentucky Realty Group showcase coming up. But first, we're going to get a look at news, the Kentucky news from the Kentucky News Network. The time is now 8:30.
is the Kentucky News Network.
A Jefferson County judge is not giving a break to a cult trained by Bob Baffert.
Jefferson County Judge Mitch Perry is not granting an injunction that would have let Muth run in the Kentucky Derby. Muth won this year's Arkansas Derby.
And it's Muth coming down the stretch at Hot Springs to win it. Muth, the son of good magic, wins the Arkansas Derby.
But Muth was trained by Bob Baffert, and he's banned at Churchill Downs through this year. Muth's owner, Amr Zadon, asked for the injunction because he bought Muth last year with the belief that Baffert's original suspension would be over for this year's race. But the judge says there was never any guarantee on that, and he's concerned also about who would get bumped out if Muth was let in. A small bright spot for Zadon, the judge said no to Churchill Downs' request to dismiss the case altogether. I'm Jack Crumley.
Isaiah Cooper in Northern Kentucky was arrested on accusations of stealing cars, but a search warrant for his phone discovered what officers are saying is child pornography. Cooper was arrested at his girlfriend's house before attempting to flee from police. Authorities then used a search warrant to look for evidence of stolen cars, but found pornography instead. Court documents describe the videos from his phone showing teenage girls in a sexual manner, with some of those videos containing Cooper. He's currently only charged with receiving stolen property. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is pleading with his colleagues to pass military aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. While speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican said, "If you think the fall of Afghanistan is bad, the fall of Kiev would be unimaginably worse." He said stalled U.S. aid will make that outcome possible. McConnell has for months called on Republicans in the House to vote on a sweeping foreign aid package passed by the Senate in February. Conservatives in the House, however, are against sending more aid to Ukraine without significant border security changes. I'm Lee Malwin.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescription,
71st annual Mousetrolls Pancake Breakfast, Saturday, April 20th at the high school cafeteria. You can always count on a delicious breakfast, and now you have more ways to enjoy it. Come in and dine with us, drive up curbside service, or get your breakfast delivered to your home or business. Pancakes, eggs, sausage, bacon, biscuits and gravy, and a drink, all for $8. You can't beat that. And you're helping Kiwanis support our community. Make plans to come to the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast, Saturday, April 20th from 7 to 10.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Stay tuned. It's time for Mid-Mornings on Main. 2 hours of fun, trivia, and information with your host, Dan Manley. And brought to you in part by Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust.
And more times than I can count, I have called you mine. You have stood by me in my darkest hour. And oh, how happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you somehow we've carried on in the world.
Good morning. It's time for a Kentucky Realty Group showcase, and we have Shelley Sutton with us, who makes people happy every day. You know, she lists property, helps them get the right price so they can move that property, or finds that perfect home for somebody, finds that business property. It's happening. It happens every week. And Shelley, it's an exciting business. It's an exciting time right here, isn't it?
It sure is. And you're right. It's fun. It is a fun business because you do make people happy, or you help make people happy by helping them solve their real estate issues, or, you know, selling a property or buying. And lately I have found myself in the buyer's realm. I'm representing a lot of different buyers, and, you know, it is fun when they find the right property and they're so excited to get moved in and they get a good deal and, you know, they're just happy happy to move.
Wow. The, I'm amazed now when I look at the Kentucky Realty Group website, because of the expansion of the business and more homes outside. I have to look a little closer, but it's kind of fascinating too to look at these $3 million homes that are out there right here in this area. And do you ever have anybody who says, Shelley, what's this property worth? And you say, I think it's in this range, and they say, okay, thanks. I think we'll just keep it. Does that happen?
Sometimes it does. And sometimes people are just wanting to know, you know, kind of checking their options by looking at what's out there, what's available, and then maybe what their property's worth. Because sometimes people do want to look at other options, but they're not sure what their house is worth. And we can always offer what we call a CMA, which is a comparative market analysis. And with that, what we do is we'll walk through the house, look at condition, look at location, and then we'll look up comparable sales from the last, you know, so, you know, 6 months to a year, and we can come pretty close to what your property would sell for. Now, it's all, our market is always driven by what someone's willing to pay. So, you know, that could vary just a little bit, but we're usually pretty close. And then, you know, recently I have done that with a couple of different people. I've helped them look at properties and come up with a price for what it could possibly sell for. And then sometimes they don't decide to sell, and that's okay too.
When people see that properties are, that the price is being dropped a little bit, that should not be a thought to the person who's, oh, there must be something wrong with that property. No, it's just that people have maybe they reevaluate and they think, well, you know what? Hey, I'm looking at interest rates now, and they've listed their property. Now maybe they're looking to buy, and they just do comparisons themselves, and they realize, hey, I need to move this price a little bit. Don't think that, just think that you've got a chance if you want that property to save money rather than that there's something wrong with that property.
That is so very true, and that's such a good point that you bring up. Sometimes a homeowner may have a preconceived notion of what their property's worth. Maybe it's based on what they have invested in it, you know, and updates and upgrades. Maybe it's just what they have heard other people's properties are selling for. And it's not, I mean, we all kind of do that, but that's why it's really important to go to a real estate expert, you know, to help you get a true look at your price of your property. And when we keep hearing that properties are selling for, you know, X amount of dollars here and X amount of dollars there, it's hard to sometimes look at your own property realistically in terms of condition and compare it to those properties. So sometimes a owner can have a misconception of what their property's worth. So, you know, we list it maybe at what they want to list it, and then we look, and if we don't get enough showings or if the property's not getting enough attention over a certain period of time, then, you know, it is probably time for a price adjustment. So you're right. It doesn't necessarily mean something's wrong with the house. It just may mean that it was a little bit overpriced to begin with. And maybe the owner's goals have changed. Maybe they're more motivated. Maybe their situation is, you know, turned around to where they need to get rid of it a little bit quicker. But it definitely does not. A house that's been on the market a long time sometimes could be your best deal. Might be one that the owner's willing to negotiate with. It might be one that people today have a really difficult time knowing how to update things. And so if a home is not updated really nicely, they may turn away from it. So if you know how to paint, or if you know how to hire someone who can paint, that really can cure a lot of problems.
If I go to the bank today and I'm looking for a loan, and I do some type of pre-qualification, and I find that I can afford $350,000 for a home in that range, there's a ton of property out there for me to look at right now, isn't there?
Oh, yes.
In that range, there's a lot. And for people to keep in mind that, well, there are just a lot more people that, I mean, we go back 10 years and if I threw that figure out there, why, people would be saying,
yeah,
well, well, Dan, you're a little pie in the sky, aren't you? But not in today's world. It's just a different, there is a different housing economy out there from 10 years ago, isn't there?
Definitely. Even just from maybe 3 or 4 years ago, things have really probably gone up. I mean, I hate to even say this large number, but almost 100,000 sometimes since maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And it's kind of mind-boggling for those of us who bought our homes, you know, at one point for 50,000 or 150,000 to turn around and think, gosh, my home's worth 300 now. You know, it's just hard to believe we've gained that much equity in a home. But that's just kind of where we are today with the cost of materials, the cost of labor and building. I would say it's really difficult to build a home less than 250 anymore, you know, just because of the cost of materials. A nice home, that 350 home, 250 home, you know, that range, it would be difficult to build.
Yeah. Well, do we have any new listings, or do you have a couple that you really want to highlight today?
Sure. And I do want to mention, I do have a couple listings coming up hopefully soon. But right now, and I've actually had a couple go pending since the last time I was on the radio, so that's always a good thing. And some of those had been on the market a while, so I was happy to see that. The 530 Garden Springs, and I think Lucille did a really good job describing this house a couple weeks ago, but it is such a nice home that in a great price range. It's at 260. It has 2,200, almost 2,300 square feet, so it's got a lot of room, but it also has a couple of different levels, which really makes it feel like you have even more room because you're separate from, you know, maybe the noise from down below, you know, in the basement level. So it's a very livable home. It would be a great family home. It has a really nice large lot that is fenced in. And it's fairly level. I mean, it is level in my opinion. And it has a covered patio on the back that I think is just really nice. So you're right there in town with a lot of privacy, a great backyard. And then they built this really nice outbuilding, which is more than an outbuilding. It's more like one of those metal barns. It's like a small one with a sliding door, the wood floor, which is a great workshop. It's even wired for cable TV out there, so it could be a great little man cave or a getaway, or it could be storage. So it's, you know, the backyard, the outdoor features, the location, I think are just top-notch. On the inside, you have a garage, an oversized one-car garage. It's more like a one-and-a-half with a lot of space for storage, or, again, another shop of some sort there. You have a, you have actually two living spaces, one on the bottom level and one on the middle level, which are all very nicely sized. A another, what I would call a bonus room, on that bottom level, as along with a bedroom. And the bonus room, it looks like it had been used as an office. It's right off the foyer when you walk in. But it's really large, could be converted to another, you know, bedroom or another living space, however you would like to use that. And then you have three bedrooms, two full baths, a dining room, and a kitchen. And so it's just got a lot of livability. I think maybe one of the holdups on it is a little bit dated in regards to paint and some of the finishes, but it really wouldn't take much. It has been updated with new, really nice windows, so that's a plus in one of your expenses. HVAC is newer, too. So, you know, carpet and flooring and paint, you know, sometimes it's not a huge expense, especially if you can do it yourself. So,
but windows can be, I mean, new windows, you know, we can look at $20,000 for new windows in a home. So when people say it's got new windows, don't, you know, pass that over lightly, right?
Oh, no. And these are actually Pella windows, and they're really thick. They're a nice, thick glass, you know, double-paned window, of course. But they're much nicer than most of the ones you see today. So they're not the bottom-of-the-line window. But it is a really nice, in regards to that, what you're saying, three of the things that I tell my clients to kind of look for, updates, things that you're going to have to do over the years, are a roof, HVAC, and windows. And those three are your big ticket items. You know, you're looking at probably $20,000 for a roof sometimes, you know, $15,000 to $20,000. Windows, like you're saying, could be really expensive, especially if you do a nice window.
This is the Kentucky.
And your HVAC anymore is going to be $10,000, $12,000 or more. You know, and again, I don't sell windows or HVACs or roofs, but those are kind of the numbers that I have heard recently. So, you know, you're looking at some expensive upgrades. So if the house has new roof, new windows, and a nice HVAC, you're pretty far ahead in terms of what you're going to have to replace.
Yeah,
in the upcoming
years. It's $50,000 for those three items without any question. Yes. On almost any home.
It really is. And those are things that any homeowner is going to have to replace over time, probably. You know, so those are things to look for when you're looking at a home. Even if the wallpaper or the walls are dated, those are much more affordable updates.
Hey, our time is gone very quickly, Shelley. We've done what we really try to do on Friday mornings. And that is to, you know, there's so much about personality. You know, the personality, if people are looking to buy or looking to sell and they're looking for a realtor, the personality of the realtor needs to really kind of match the personality so that you all feel like you can get on the same page. And I think people pick up on, you know, that, hey, Shelley Sutton is experienced enough. She is knowledgeable enough. If you think this personality is going to work for you, then, hey, give Shelley a call because she'd love to work with you. And what's that number they can call?
859-498-1679. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah. And with the Kentucky Realty Group, and let me tell you, they've got a lot of properties listed. And one of the things that that is happening through the expansion of the Kentucky Realty Group is knowledge of the area is increased a lot in terms of being able to compare prices. And, yes, is a price in Georgetown going to be a bit higher than a price in Mount Sterling? Absolutely. That's going to happen because of demand. But the ability of a realtor to be able to really compare homes in different areas and to really recognize the value of your property is so important to you. So give Shelley a call at the Kentucky Realty Group. 498-0208 is the office number, and they'll put you in touch with her if you didn't catch her number. And Shelley, thanks a lot. We'll see you again soon. And hey, get out there and find people home. Make people happy, would you?
I will. Have a great day.
Oh, how happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you have made me. I have kissed your lips a thousand times and more times than I can count.
You have stood by me in my darkest hour in the whole. How happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you have made me. Oh, how happy you have made me. Through our years together, we have had stormy weather, but our love has been so strong that somehow we've carried on in the world.
Are you in need of a dentist? Dr. Henry and staff are ready to help you take care of all your dental needs, from regular teeth cleaning to many options for whiter teeth. Call the office at 859-498-1347 to schedule an appointment, or stop by. Henry Dental is located at 541 Willen Way, right here in Mount Sterling, right next to the Dairy Queen. Dr. Henry and staff are ready to help you get started on that smile you deserve.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Sleeping in bed, no more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. They'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up. The world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world. Change the world, just you and me, yeah. Wake up all you doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and catch all the hell. They don't have so very long before the judgment day. Won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all you builders, time to build a new land. I know we can do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Sure that things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Change the world, just you and me.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
Don't let concerns about shifts in the market disrupt your long-term financial goals. Edward Jones Financial Advisor Andy Ryan can help. I work with you on an investment strategy with long-term results. Edward Jones can give you the tools and knowledge for a steady approach to hitting your financial targets. Start by giving me a call at 859-498-2863 or visiting edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Andy Ryan, what a great job he and his expanded staff do here in the Gate City in helping people, well, secure their money, help their money grow in a secure way. They do a wonderful job. If you're looking for investment help, we head to the top of the hour in the CBS News, 62 degrees. Softball this evening. We've had just a little bit of very light rain here in the Gate City, but we expect softball will go on today, I feel sure, and we'll have the action for you coming up right here on 1150. Lady Indians going to host Boyd County. We'll be on the air a little before 6 o'clock with the game, and hope you'll join us. Baseball team got a win yesterday, and we had that game for you. That's a pretty big comeback. You fall behind 7-0 and come back and win 12-7. That's what the Indians did yesterday, so good for them. Spanky in our game. I think it's up to 9 o'clock.
I can't promise that I'll find a way with you. I can't promise, no, I can't promise that I love you. But I'd like to get to know you. I'd like to get to know you, know you, know you.
96.9 FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 9 o'clock. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Upside.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're getting a clearer picture of Israel's drone strike on Iran today after an Iranian missile launch that targeted Israel last weekend. Correspondent Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
A former Mossad director, Ephraim Halevi, told CBS News that this was a measured response, enough to send a message to the leadership in Iran. The early morning hit was in the city of Isfahan, where Iran has several nuclear sites, but according to the UN's top atomic energy body, they were not damaged.
The strike, the topic of conversation at today's G7 meeting in Capri, Italy.
The Secretary of State refused to directly address the attacks on Iran overnight, but Antony Blinken told reporters the U.S. is working on avoiding a larger conflict in the region.
We've been engaged in efforts to avoid escalation. Those efforts will continue.
He would not confirm if the U.S. had been told of the strikes in advance, as Italy claimed. Elaine Cobb, CBS News.
Former President Trump has just arrived at his hush money trial in New York, where 12 jurors were seated yesterday. CBS's Robert Costa is in Lower Manhattan.
Trump will be in court again today as they try to seat the remaining alternate jurors. He'll be in North Carolina over the weekend campaigning, back in New York on Monday as opening statements likely begin.
A close call at Reagan National Airport.
Stop.
We were cleared to cross runway 4.
A JetBlue flight to Boston began takeoff at the same time a Southwest jet was trying to cross that same runway. Both planes stopped just in time. Former NTSB chairman Robert Sumwalt.
The FAA will be looking at exactly what error was committed here. If both pilots would not have stopped, this could have ended up being a very bad situation.
Tesla is recalling more than 3,000 of its 2024 high-tech Cybertrucks because one of the pedals can get stuck and send it sailing. The company says it'll replace the faulty part for free. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration not aware of any related collisions, injuries, or deaths. Praise pouring in for Taylor Swift's Tortured Poet Society, her album that dropped at midnight. USA Today's Brian West.
She's definitely proven her poetry prowess in this new album. We see her advanced writing and themes that are scattered throughout all 31 songs.
One of them is a Valentine to her boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
When I touch down, call the amateurs and cut them from the sea.
This is CBS News.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Easy Cater. 100,000 restaurants, one platform. Need food for a meeting or a company event? Easy Cater has everything you need to make food for work, work. With easy online ordering and reordering. Save your favorite orders, make edits as needed, and click. We even help you with expenses by keeping your receipts all in one place, which means all you need to do is sit back and enjoy the food. From ordering to reporting, Easy Cater has everything to make food for work, work. Order 24/7 at EasyCater.com.
Meet the 96-year-old who's set to run a 10K race in Richmond, Virginia tomorrow.
Kitty loves life, family, fitness, her faith, and the annual race. This is the 11th straight year she'll be running it.
It's such fun.
How does she cover 10 kilometers at her age?
You just keep moving one foot ahead of the other one. So.
Last year, Kitty beat the top time in the 90 to 94 age group, and she's aiming to win again this year.
Everybody should try once.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
About Taylor Swift's new album, fans were quick to spot a song that seems to take aim at Kim Kardashian.
Thousand songs that you find uncool.
The uppercase letters in the title, Thank You, Amy, spell Kim.
And so I changed your name and any real defining clues, and one day
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Are you looking for that new car, truck, or SUV? Head to Dutch's Chevrolet and Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling and see Bo Queen. Bo Queen has a long tradition of making customers happy, putting them behind the wheel of the right vehicle at the right price, and guaranteeing that they get the kind of service they want after the sale. Bo Queen, he's from a family with three generations in the car business locally, and he'll get the job done for you at Dutch's Chevrolet and Ford, Mount Sterling.
Lakes 18 storm tracker forecast. Pre-summer is over. Cold front coming through the area. Some showers are around this morning. Those go away. The clouds eventually will follow, but it may take till later this afternoon. Highs today in the middle and upper 60s. For tonight, sky ends up clearing. Patchy fog, low 40s. Partly to mostly sunny, low 60s tomorrow. Chillier on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
Looking for fast, easy, and secure electronic banking? Community Trust Bank has a wide variety of banking services to meet your needs, including internet banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. We now have even more great services like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Make payments directly from your smartphone. And Zelle, a fast, easy, secure way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us on the internet at ctbi.com or stop by and see us at one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Way back when it all began with muscle, wood, and steel. Mighty men tamed the land with a horse that rode on wheels. It broke the heart of the red man and made a name for Jesse James. A mark was left forever by the passing of the train.
Up the track, can't you hear that whistle scream? She's letting you know just how she feels with the belly full of steam.
All aboard, who's gone aboard? It'll never be the same.
It's a downright lonesome feeling with the passing of the train. Of the train. Clickety clack, eating up the track. Can't you hear that whistle scream? She's letting you know just how she feels with the belly full of steam.
All aboard, who's gone aboard? It'll never be the same.
It's a downright lonesome feeling with the passing of the train.
All aboard, who's gone aboard? It'll never be the same.
It's a downright lonesome feeling with the passing of the train.
Rhonda Vincent and her band The Rage there. Ed Morris with Billboard Magazine said, Vincent is too good to be mortal. Dolly Parton said, Rhonda Vincent, what a talent, what a beauty, what a special human being. I love this album and I love this girl. So, Rhonda Vincent, that song takes me back a lot of years because the first time I heard Rhonda Vincent was on Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor. David Hall's here this morning. David, good morning. Good to have you back.
Good to be back, Dan.
Good to be back. Hey. Yeah. And over on the other
side.
We got
you over here, don't
we? We got Hugh Davis. Hugh, yeah. Good morning.
The veteran.
Good morning.
The veteran. Hugh's a veteran, too. He's usually not a veteran in the studio.
No.
But he's just passing through this morning on his way to Kentucky Christian to do stats on a What do you got going up there?
Yeah, softball versus Asbury at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Oh my, that's a, like a religious war, isn't it?
That's a
when you get out here. By the way, Hugh, I used to work in the 16th region. It's exactly 61 miles. From the 110 exit, Chris, that's where we had our meetings for the 16th region.
Wes Carter played out here yesterday. I got to talking to the Wes Carter coach, who is not on the – he's not a member.
He's a policeman.
He's a policeman.
I had him at Nicholas County earlier.
In Olive Hill. And
Nice guy.
And anyway, I asked him about, you know, the consolidation of the schools, East and West Carter, and
Oh, is that supposed to happen?
Well, that's what, you know, it's been rumored. Well, he says that the property has been acquired. And so they know where they're going to build the school. It's going to be between Grayson and Olive Hill. And he said that the thoughts were that they would probably put a new ramp off of Interstate 64 because the school would be pretty much right on the interstate close by. So that would be, that would all make sense, I guess.
Did they have a timeline, or did he have a timeline?
Oh, no, we didn't go that far. You know, he was getting ready to put his team on the field. What a wild game that was. West Carter led 7-0, and then Montgomery County came back and won 12-7 in a kind of a crazy, crazy game, and a long game, too. You know,
that sounds long. Everything about that sounds long.
We were out there for a while, but and it goes to a kid hit a foul ball off his nose. I mean, can you imagine?
That's hard to do.
It's not easy.
That's really hard to do.
I see it fairly regularly, though.
Yeah. Well, I've seen people bunt them off their nose more frequently than you talking about a full swing. It was foul tip into your nose.
The ball was inside on him, and I don't know. He kind of took a sideswipe and it glanced, and I don't know. I suspicion the kid's nose was broken. There was
wouldn't take much. Yeah.
And so he had to leave the game. And anyway, it was.
I had a game last year, Dan. I was at Harrison County. They were playing Bishop Brossard, and the batter hit a ball off the pitcher's forehead, which landed in the air in foul territory between third and home.
I hope he immediately went on concussion protocol.
I remember Coach Whitaker was at third base, and he was on the mound about the time the kid went down. That's how fast, you know, the reaction was. And people just ran from the coach from Brossard and this kid's mother. And, yeah, they knelt around the mound, and then the kid got up and walked to the dugout. Now, he did not continue to play. But, yeah, he said the rest of the game now, instead of going to the hospital with a big white patch on his.
My dad always said I had a thick skull.
Yeah, well,
So
that reminds me of a Little League state tournament too many years ago, because it was, I think it was before I got to Eastern in 84. It was in Paintsville, and it was Middlesboro versus somebody. I can't remember who then. Middlesboro had a coach's son hit a line drive off the pitcher, and it almost went out for a home run. That's how hard that one was hit. So I can,
Well, anyway.
It was an odd, the sound was sickening. And then, you know, all these people, and the mother was frantic, and a man was with her that seemed like maybe really wasn't the guy's dad. He kind of seemed back just a little bit, you know. But there was a clergy of some sort, you know, Brossard being a Catholic school, and everybody just kind of stopped. But when the kid got up, I would have thought they wouldn't have let him. But, I mean, there was a medical person out there, so
yeah.
And Harrison County had a, you know, nowadays these high schools all have trainers, usually very competent trainers on site.
Well, Montgomery County had a trainer there last night, so he came out and took charge, took the kid, and Walked him to the dugout, and I couldn't tell what happened after that. But I remember growing, you know, when I'm growing up and I'm a little guy, my dad's coaching Little League Baseball out at the old Legion Park here. And I can remember, you know, Richard Hughes, he got hit, you know, one night, broke his nose, broke some teeth out, I think. And, you know, and I got him, I'm trying to think, I don't think it was, it was either Eddie DeHart or Danny DeHart. Both those kids played for my dad, but they, one of them got hit in the nose by a pitch. Yeah, got hit right in the face.
Yeah, I got hit in the lip when I was playing Little 12. I had like 8 stitches. Got hit by a pitch. Now, why, I don't know where to get in the face by a pitch. I was hanging in there on that curveball a little too long.
At least it was a curve.
Yeah. I remember my mouth, you know, when you can see your own lip down there, it's probably too big. Charlie Lee threw the ball.
Oh, good old Charlie.
Charlie hit me right in the face.
Charlie, and you all were lifelong friends, so.
Yeah, So
that didn't.
I got him back later.
Yeah. you've got a. Today is. This is just one day of many, right? I mean. Just another day at the park.
Right. And then, ironically, I'm back up here tomorrow. And actually, 2 hours earlier, they're playing Bryan, Tennessee at noon and 2. So I'm going to have a short turnaround.
You are.
And that's Kentucky Christian.
Kentucky Christian, correct. Softball.
How did you get that gig?
Actually, a company out of Nashville. They and I actually did a football game up here at Kentucky Christian last fall. And they also are hired.
By the way, everybody, Hugh is a statistician.
He is not, that might help.
He's not an official like Dave. He is just hanging up to you. So if you're driving
well,
by.
Well, he is. He is an official.
Because I'm an official scorer, and I decide whether it's a hit or an error. So people do hate
people,
me.
Yeah.
All tomatoes should be aimed at. If you drive by the studio, don't throw the tomato at the guy in the hat.
No.
Throw it to the other guy.
I can tell you.
But, today and tomorrow are softball. That company also covers midway football, and they actually do have football, but it's called sprint football, which has a weight limit. That's why nobody knows it yet. But there's seven or eight teams between Cleveland, Midway, and St. Louis that play this sprint football, including Bellarmine. Probably the most likely one that anybody would know besides Midway.
And I've heard of this, but
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Kirk Hudson's on the line right now. Kirk, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. How are you, sir?
But I'm just better and better because you've called. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, hey, I really am. I haven't heard from Kirk in a while, and, you know, it's good to hear.
We've got such a knowledgeable group there. I've got to ask a rules question.
Oh, boy, this will be good.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that the kid is okay that got hit in the forehead.
Okay.
Now, hits the kid at the pitcher's mound and bounces into foul territory before it hits the ground.
It's a fair ball.
Fair ball or foul ball?
It's fair ball.
It's fair ball, okay.
Yeah, if it hits the a question you used to get on the test is if it hits the rubber. And went just exactly like you said, which is much less dangerous. And it's a fair ball if it hits something stationary on the field like that. Really, those are about the only thing. Maybe I'd hit second base and come back foul. I don't know. You know, it's a fair ball.
Okay.
I got one for you, Kirk. I'm at a I'm an Eastern at a model yesterday, and I'm out on the field, and for the second time in my somewhere around 35-year career.
I thought you were going to say your illustrious career.
Yeah.
I was going to say yes.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that with you here. left-handed batter's up. I'm on the third base side. You know where the umpires stand, you know, okay. When people are on base. And a guy slices one at me, and it clips my back of my pants as I step out of the way. It's kind of slicing at me. Well, the only person that knows that it's hit me is the shortstop and me. And so, you know what? And there's a runner on third. Do you know what the rule is on that?
Were you in fair or foul territory?
Oh, I'm standing in the, behind the pitcher's mound.
Oh, you're...
You know how in a two-man...
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm on the...
Okay.
I'm on the
okay.
So there's a guy on third, so that puts me on the, what we call the C, but, yeah, the third base side, you know, diagonally of the mound there, yeah.
I know what I know what it should be.
Dead ball.
I know what it is.
Dead ball base hit.
Yeah, it is. He's
dead
right.
ball base. That's
yeah, but you don't... But the run doesn't score. It's exactly like batter's or catcher's interference. The person only moves forward if they're pushed.
So the kid goes to first base,
yeah,
and the runner stays home at third.
Yeah, because the minute it hits me, it's dead.
Okay.
But now, if I'm standing down the first baseline, I know this is really too complicated probably for people, or they just don't care. But anyway, if I'm standing down the first baseline when nobody's on base and I'm in foul territory, ball passes first base, slices back, you know, but it's fair. You've actually probably seen this somewhere through the years in a major league game or something, and it hits the umpire, or it hits the umpire out on the field behind second. That ball's live because it's already passed the fielder. Besides the pitcher.
Dave, do not worry. You say a lot of things every week that people don't care about.
Yeah, well,
but they don't quit listening because they think, well, maybe next thing he says
will be interesting.
Will be something interesting.
I got it.
So that wouldn't be a foul ball?
Not if it went –
it hit fair, yeah, and then went foul. Okay. Yeah.
You know those – you've seen them.
Yeah, the bounces, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, try to get out of the way of one of those, by the way.
Kirk, don't you wish you were live in the studio with us?
He may not be far away, Dave. Come on down.
I'm just sitting there, and I need a pair of headphones, and just so I can chime in on all this.
Oh, listen,
we can find one
any day. You just walk by and stuck your head in the door, we would put you right on the air, my friend. Yeah, it would.
Well, I'd get in a big fight with my wife because we are on our way to Florida right now.
Oh gosh.
I'm not going to take time away from that to. Come in.
Hey, listen. The real quick though, you know they're tearing the Weatherby down, and
I can't. I heard you talking about that the other day, and I look. I'm not gonna trash Moorhead because it's my heart's there, but I'm not for sure that Johnson Arena has anything to offer over Weatherby.
Oh,
other than more seats.
Yeah, that's it. It's just
more empty seats.
Yeah. but more seats, I guess. The idea was they were not going to be empty.
Well, you know, Wayne Martin was there. There was going to be success in basketball, they anticipated. They thought they needed that facility. In reality, if you could go back and hindsight is always 20/20, take the money that they used to build Johnson Arena and put it in the football stadium and maintain scholarship football and try to keep the OVC together, it would have been a better thing, I think. But that's just a personal opinion of what could have been done, but.
Well, guys, it wasn't just basketball games. It was concerts.
Oh, yeah.
And they tried to make an area venue, and now they don't even have concerts anymore. You know, they used to charge XXX some kind of activity fee. And, I'm not going to go through it. Well, you know, back in the day, but I saw the Eagles and some big-time people there.
And I saw the Bee Gees. I've said that 1 million times on this show.
I even know the set list to you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, right now, even though it's not being torn down, the Alumni Coliseum is being renovated.
Yeah.
And the football stadium is not. I'll leave it at that.
I've only been to our friend Bill Whitaker actually worked for a radio station over there, and I went with him one time. Bill was the guy that stood down underneath the goalposts and went, "Oh, it looks like it's long enough." I always wanted that gig, but I thought the football stadium was archaic then.
Well, I think if I understand it correctly, it's made out of limestone, so you can imagine with the wet weather and everything, it is falling apart.
A little erosion there. Well, I think alumni. I was an alumni this winter. I had a model game there. The heat was out at over at Model and
Kirk. Kirk, what's the most
lot of work there?
What did you see in Weatherby? Do you remember a concert or something that you saw there that was really memorable?
I was reminiscing, and it was an all-star cast of what I saw there as a freshman, sophomore, or whatever. You know, the Eagles. Let's see, Charlie Daniels numerous times, Marshall Tucker, the Bee Gees. Hey, I even saw Aerosmith there one time. And it just, I don't know, like I said, I just sound like an old guy now. You know, back in my day, this is what we saw.
Where we spent
all this other kind of stuff. But
only because we were there together, Kirk. You don't sound like an old guy. You are an old guy. We are old guys, Kirk. I mean, we can't help it. We're just
you wouldn't be on the air right now. You would if you weren't an old guy. That's evidently that's part of the criteria here.
Yeah, well,
and I think Dave Hall is the young one, so that tells you something.
I think that's true.
Oh boy.
Well, yeah.
Where you headed in Florida, Kirk?
Erin, Jay's daughter. My stepdaughter is a teacher in Panama City Beach.
Okay.
And so,
going to the,
I compliment her all the time on her job selection at such a great place.
So. There you go.
Didn't she work in Key West or somewhere one time or?
Marathon, which is about.
Yeah. I know where that, I live. You know, I spent a little while in Miami, so I know where, I know where the key, different keys are there. Yeah. I thought somebody told me that she had a job at Key West. I thought, now that's somebody that knows what's happening.
I'll tell you an ironic story, and then I'm going to get off here. Last time we went to visit Erin in Key West, or Marathon, we flew into Key West and had to rent a car, of course. And we got to rent a charger with a Hemi. the miles per hour, the speed limit is you can't get above 40. You know, the whole time, and I'm sitting there going,
it won't go below.
Yeah, the coolest car in the world, and I can't drive over 40 miles an hour.
And you have to ride the brake to keep it under 40.
Yeah.
I know it, man.
Shoot.
I know it.
Hey, well, have a wonderful time in Florida, and
we'll try to get the weather back for you here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say we're going down just the right time. Sounds to me like
The next week is going to be just cool.
Well, we should have turned the corner about now.
Yeah, but hey, safe travels.
Appreciate it, guys. Hey. You all take care, and it was nice talking to you. Hope you all have a good day and good week.
You too.
Thanks, Kirk.
Bye bye.
See ya. Bye.
You know, I was down in Gatlinburg. I hadn't been to Gatlinburg in years, and really don't care if I ever go back.
I've never been there.
Because Gatlinburg has become so over-commercialized. And we were right in downtown Gatlinburg at a place called Greystone Lodge. And part of the reason for going was that basketball season was over. But the other part was, goodness, when you can get a freebie, I will go and sit and listen for a couple of hours to anybody talk about how wonderful their quote timeshare is for free 3 nights in a nice place. I mean, I don't mind doing it. It's always fun. The young guy that was touting the Holiday Inn timeshare deals, which, hey, if I was a young person, I might be inclined to do it because there are some real positives there. It's not all negative if you were a young person. But anyway, this guy was from, his grandmother and grandfather had a place in Key West, right on the end of Key West. And he's a very young guy. He's ended up in Gatlinburg working for Holiday, whatever they call that division. And he's trying to sell these times. And this guy has in his property there just outside of Gatlinburg, he has pigs, he has a cow. The cow's a pet. The pigs he sells one a year and takes that money and buys half of a cow that that's how he eats for much of the year. Hey, and all the different animals. He has a pet squirrel. Anyway.
All he had to do was just stay home and catch fish.
I said, what are your goals? And he said, well, I don't know how long it's going to take me, but I think at the rate I'm going, I guess the sales are better than I would think they would be. He said, in about 7 years, I will have saved $500,000. He said, now, my grandmother has helped me a little bit with property and everything. So, it's not like I'm some type of self-made human being. But I will have put back $500,000. I will be in Thailand for the rest of my life. I said, Thailand? He said, I can take $500,000 and go to Thailand, and I will live like a king for the rest of my life. And the people are so friendly. I've visited there a few times. I love it. That's where I'm going to go. I'm thinking, wow, what a
That's
story.
That's a strange goal. Do you think maybe he watched The King and I?
I don't know. What he did. Also,
both versions.
you have to deal with one person, and then they send the closer in. You know, the guy who's
gone,
who has 1 million other opportunities. Well, if you don't like that, what about this? Right. And I shook my head back and forth so many times. Anyway, this other guy, before he even got started, he said, "Are you in radio?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I'm a radio guy." He said, I'm retired. Obviously, you could tell he's retired. He probably thought I should be retired. And he had been in New Orleans working for WWL, the big 50,000 watt station. And, well, listen, when he found out I worked in a small radio station that still did a lot of real radio, it was over. He didn't bother me anymore. He didn't try to sell me anything. He just wanted
one
to hear
talk radio
about what we were doing at WMST. And so that was, anyway, I just say that to say, that was kind of a, but the Key West deal was the connection there.
That's how we got to that.
Young guy from Key West.
When I was in Lauderdale, I got a kick. People there go to timeshare sales opportunities across at Sanibel Island. And it wasn't unusual at all. For what'd you do this weekend? Well, we went, all you got to do is go across Alligator Alley there, and then go out of Sanibel. And so, even though they lived in Florida, they were taking those
timeshare.
I think a person or two actually bought. I thought, that seemed odd to me. If I was going to buy one, I don't think I'd buy it an hour and a half away.
Well, this will sound like I'm trying to sell timeshares, but they. Holiday Inn does have,
Are you talking about Holiday Inn? Like the,
There's a Holiday Inn connection, and that's really.
The old Holiday Inn with the sign and, okay.
It's through Hilton, too. Hilton and Holiday Inn are connected, but they have places all over the world where you can go, and essentially you go for $69 a week or $79 for a week, but you got to pay your way to get there. Ideal, but hey,
like those cruises. I mean, you get, most of the time you have to get to Port Everglades or somewhere to take.
Yeah. So they keep their people working on board ship, so they've got plenty of people on there, so the tips keep coming in.
Right.
Yeah, it all makes sense. It all makes the world. Steve Spurrier is having a birthday this weekend. Steve Spurrier is going to turn 80. Gosh, what is it? 55, 24. What is he?
That's 79. 79.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's Steve Spurrier, 79.
The old ball coach.
The old ball coach. Do you like Steve Spurrier, Hugh?
Well, you remember this, or you might. I'm a Tennessee fan, so does that answer your question about Spurrier?
It answers,
It answers a lot about you too.
Answers questions.
Hey, when I'm born across the river from Neyland Stadium, I have no choice.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. Yeah,
and then raised on the Kentucky-Tennessee line where it's 50-50.
Here you go. There's a clip, and now try to talk to you. Try to say anything. Yeah, see, his mic's dead.
I got it.
I canceled his mic.
Uh-oh.
Back. We'll keep you. Neyland Stadium, the only thing... What's the highest position you've ever set up in Neyland Stadium? Have you set in the upper level?
Well, I haven't been to a game since I was in elementary school.
Okay.
And my dad was an usher. But it was in the upper deck at that time. So...
Listen, that's the only time
I've never been there.
The only time I didn't stand for the national anthem was at Neyland Stadium because I was in the upper deck.
You're afraid you'd fall
on
out?
The second row, yeah. And I thought, if I stand up, I'll end up down on the field. It took a while to get really, and I don't have a big fear of height or anything, but I am thinking when I'm up there, I'm thinking, what about, the people that are up on that top row? I mean, goodness gracious.
I can't.
I
don't want to see a game that bad. Well, you can't see it anyway.
Well, we did a game. We did a Kentucky-Tennessee All-Star football game one time down there. Well, we had a great time. We took an entourage down there. Hayes chauffeured us down. But from the view from that stadium, you better have high-powered glasses if you're going to broadcast a game down there. I mean, from the press box to the field, I mean, the players are, they're teeny tiny little guys down there. They look like ants running around,
It's what Neyland's in the top five not attendance, but
capacity.
Capacity.
Yeah.
I think, because I think they're well over 100,000 capacity.
Well,
I once saw somebody after a concert at Rupp Arena go through the upper deck. Coming down from the upper deck over the rail.
Oh, no.
Yep.
And do they live?
Well, I think they did. They pretty much kept – I didn't really want to – I mean, I went on out. I did not have any medical degrees. I could not help.
We have somebody calling who wants to weigh in, so we will let them. Good morning.
Hey, I know why Neyland Stadium can seat 100,000. Because they take one seat and divide it into two.
Oh, there you go.
The smallest seats I've ever tried to sit in my life. Of course, it might be, me.
No, you're not. That wouldn't be the case, Emma.
But, anywho, that's my opinion on it, so...
Hey,
in Notre Dame like that too, Dan? I've never been.
Notre Dame's seats are I would say they're more like they're probably 7/8. But 7/8 is a
You get some more seats out of that eighth.
Yeah, there you go.
They might have just done it in the UK section, to sell more.
Yeah, the visitor side.
But anywho, that's just my opinion. So y'all have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You know, the largest stadiums...
In Michigan, Ohio State, aren't they both huge?
Michigan's 100, over 107.
Yeah.
And so it's the largest. Penn State is the second largest, 106.
Yeah.
Texas A&M is number three at just under 103. And then Neyland, after Texas A&M is Tiger Stadium in LSU.
Oh, okay.
102. Neyland is number five at 101. And then you get Bryant-Denny at Alabama at 101. Darrell Royal Texas Memorial Stadium is just over 100. And then Sanford Stadium down at Georgia is 92,000. And the Rose Bowl is 91,000. Those are the 10 largest. And, hey, the SEC is dominant there.
Well, of course.
Yeah. And that's the reason the SEC is so good in football, because they get all those fans coming in. And anyway.
That's one of the reasons.
One of the many reasons. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that I've been to That's fine, and I never will go because I'm not going to go. I don't like crowds anymore, but I don't. I've never been to any of those stadiums.
Well, I've been
to UK, Nalum. But that's been a long time ago.
I've been to Nalum. I've been to Tiger. I've been to the Horseshoe at Ohio State. I've been to, and then I just visit. You guys like to visit stadiums? I mean, when there's nobody playing, yeah.
I'd rather do that.
Some of my friends have and do, but I haven't in a while.
Michigan, I visited Michigan. Nobody's playing. And Michigan State, the press box at Michigan State looks, you know, like larger than the Pentagon up there. I mean, it's just huge.
Is it bigger than it is at the Legends games over there?
Slightly. But I like to go to University of Wyoming. Not a big stadium.
It was kind of obscure.
It's kind of obscure. I loved visiting that. But probably the neatest stadium I've ever visited was University of Colorado. I really wanted to see, you know, in the end zone where they got the Colorado and the black and gold. And right beside that stadium, you walk out of the old basketball arena right into the stadium, and Kentucky played a game at Colorado in that gymnasium back long ago. I don't know, there's some kind of story about that that kind of intrigued me. And, you know, University of Iowa, you know, you go in at the top level, everything is down in a bowl. I think those stadiums are kind of neat.
Yeah.
When you do that.
You know, the interesting thing about Wyoming, there's only one Division I school in Wyoming. We used to dress at Lexington Catholic, you know, they have that Christmas tournament. So we dressed in, or we played in two gyms, the old one and the new one, where they put us to, you know, halftime and all that.
Yeah.
Was in the counselor's office. And there was a big map on the wall. I mean, a huge map. And they were marked where the different schools were in every state. Now, there's big old Wyoming over there, and it's got one pin in it. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out.
I think there's a second one now. Isn't Northern Colorado, not Northern Wyoming.
Yeah, well, I'm no Wyoming state.
Well, there are as many people living in Louisville as live in all of Wyoming.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of mind-boggling to
me. Yeah, that is mind-boggling. When I was a kid, Dad would take these driving vacations, which in retrospect, I learned saw some amazing things. Back then, I was in a back seat of a station wagon, and I was not happy about these trips at all. And I remember driving through Wyoming. We went out to, I think, Pikes Peak and some things like that, and there was, like, nothing there but fences. You know, just fences.
Have either one of you been to Western Carolina University?
No.
At Cullowhee, I have been there. I was there in 1970, probably about 73. Moore had played football at Western Carolina.
That's an interesting stadium, facing west, but with the hillside behind the press box.
Yeah. I was talking about that the other day because that weekend there was something like the 105th, this is back in the 70s, 105th anniversary of the Cherokee Nation. They were having a huge celebration, and we watched them play a stickball game, and there were more ambulances than there were players because, I mean, these guys were just, they were older players, older guys playing stickball, and I knew one thing. I didn't want to be involved in a stickball game.
Isn't that like baseball in the street or something?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they were, I don't know, I just remember.
I mean, how do you need ambulances for that?
Well, because of the
full contact stickball.
Oh gosh!
Well, the ages of the players too.
Well,
he
I got
said
you, yeah.
Broken legs, and I mean, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty vicious.
That's intense. Yeah. I was about 21 or 2 years old, and people started running their mouths. We ended up having the day after Thanksgiving playing tackle football in somebody's yard.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like 21 or something like that. Yeah. I didn't go to work for like 2 days after that. And you didn't feel it till the next day, but buddy, yeah, just hitting the ground.
Here's a question. Can Dave Hall tell us the nickname of Western Carolina University?
The Catamount.
There you go. You got it.
Who else is a Catamount?
Vermont or somebody. Is that right?
Yeah.
Shoot.
That's the only two.
Dave and I both got it right.
Yeah, let's look at us go.
Oh boy, I'm pretty.
we need Steve Barton in here too now, right?
I'm a lot more impressed with me because I just pulled that out of there. David, he knew that. He'd been thinking about that.
I've got some catamount stuff at home.
He knew I was going to ask. He knew I would ask that. Hey, let's play a little bit of music. And this is, I was going to play a lot of bluegrass today. This is Foggy Mountain Break. Listen to the people that are playing on this song. Earl Scruggs, Glenn Duncan, Randy Scruggs, Steve Martin, Vince Gill, Marty Stewart, Gary Scruggs, Albert Lee, Paul Schaefer, Jerry Douglas, and Leon Russell.
There you go.
Go away. We'll be right back with the inevitable Dave Hall and the even more inevitable Hugh Davis. They will be back. We'll hear a few words from people bringing you Mid-Mornings on Main. Don't go away.
Everyone needs a night out once in a while, and Morehead has plenty of vibrant nightlife options for everyone. If you prefer a laid-back evening, then dinner and a movie at the Cinema 6 is a great choice. Or if you'd like dancing, pool, karaoke, and happy hour, then Frankie's Plaza is a great choice. If you'd love to listen to live music, be sure to check out the venue and the Fats and Oats Outdoor Entertainment Area. Start planning for fun on your night out at visitmorehead.com.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today.
I remember my father saying that insurance is just as good as your agent. Over the past 175 years, our agency has been the go-to agent in Mount Sterling for peace of mind and an agent who will be there when fire strikes or the wind blows a tree right through your front door. Hoffman Robertson has a strong lineup of carriers, including Auto Owners Insurance. Get peace of mind for your premium dollars. Call us today at 498-3410.
Lakes 18 storm tracker forecast. Pre-summer is over. Cold front coming through the area. Some showers are around this morning. Those go away. The clouds eventually will follow, but it may take till later this afternoon. Highs today in the middle and upper 60s. For tonight, sky ends up clearing. Patchy fog, low 40s. Partly to mostly sunny, low 60s tomorrow. Chillier on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
A picture that I carry, one we made some time ago. When they ask who's in the picture with me, I say just someone I used to know. Thank you.
Rhonda Vincent music there, and we're back. And
I've heard that song by Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner.
There you go. Just someone. Hey, Willie T is on the line right now. Willie, good morning.
Good morning. It's Friday, raining, and I picked up, turned on the radio, and I heard who's on the radio, and what a crew there.
What a crew. There you go. Hey.
What a way to start the weekend.
Hey, I don't know if that's being facetious or true praise.
And whichever way it is, I'll accept it. Yeah.
Listen, there really is something spreading on the internet. It's hilarious. I'm not much of a Beavis and Butthead fan, but it's a 6-minute clip. I think it's from the last SNL clip, and it is hilarious. It's the YouTube, and oh my God.
Oh, you're talking about Saturday Night Live?
Yes, I'm not laughing.
Oh.
The way they did it, oh, my goodness.
It is hilarious, and I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore, but Saturday night, for some reason, I'm just flipping the dial at that time, I do like the introduction to Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. I will watch that sometimes, right after the news.
But this flip will dominate, though, for a while. I don't watch it either anymore. This is a good one.
Oh, it's absolutely hilarious.
It kind of reminds me of you guys, you know? No, yeah, well, you'll have a good weekend. Sorry.
Well,
thank you.
As long as Dave's butthead, I don't
know. Yeah, there you go.
Well, and Hugh is Beavis, so I'm just a moderator.
He's
a
narrator.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Willie. Yeah.
Hang up.
Hey, have a good day. Oh well, Willie T. Inimitable is really that's a very complimentary. I mean, it's like you're so unique that you couldn't be duplicated.
I think that's a good word, dude.
Yeah. So, you know. Inimitable and even
inimitable.
More.
That's kind of hard to say.
Inimitable and even more inimitable.
There you go. I got you.
The illustration they give for the definition of the word is that the ambiance in Hawaii is inimitable.
Oh, so, that's your illustration.
That's my illustration. So that they're.
Well, Dan, have you made your annual bet on how many games the Reds will win this year?
Yes, we have, and I fear that John Snediger will win the. But we up the ante. We're going for lunch.
Oh my!
I mean, we usually just do.
It's like $10 now.
We usually just do.
LA.
I mean, a Diet Mountain Dew that's got to be frosty when delivered. You know, it's got to have ice in it when it gets delivered. But I think he will probably win. John, because I've gone too high. I think
they don't look any different. Maybe not as good as last year.
But you never know. You never know. They've still got one. They've got an injury, and
we played 2 weeks. So
yeah, I'm
of course,
not.
Of course, the way the major league pitchers are getting knocked off, I don't know who's going to win what.
Yeah, like quarterbacks in the NFL. Well, I mean, when your season all boils down to the health of, you know, three guys, that's tough.
It's almost down to where, you know, the best way to win is to get 9 guys and let everybody throw an inning every day.
Of course, I say on a regular basis that we're going to have a good season if we can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Whatever team it is.
That's true.
I'm a Bob Gibson guy. I mean, I loved those guys from
Nolan
that era.
Ryan.
Yeah, they went out and they
threw a no-hitter and threw 238 pitches.
there was one I saw the other day. It was Juan Marichal and Warren Spahn, and I think it's the game where they both went 15 innings or something. Both of them went 15 innings.
Oh.
And I think Spahn might have won 1-0 or something.
Their pitchers don't pitch 15 innings in a month now.
I'm getting so bad about names. Wow. Oh, it's getting to be more of a struggle. I don't think I'm, you know, leading into dementia or anything. But there are just too many names roaming around in my cranium, and sometimes from day to day I struggle a little bit. But I wanted to tell you that, Kirk Hudson was a terrific catcher at Morehead. played on good teams. And I've always been a fan of catchers. Rusty Duff was, when I was in high school and pitched, Rusty Duff was my catcher. Rusty Duff was one of the best catchers around. But now at Montgomery County, and I'm going to have to go and, you know, the catcher right now is a freshman named Jacob Todd. Jacob's a, he's a strapping young man. When they win a game, and yesterday was the first time I'd seen them win a game, after the game is over and everybody is kind of filtered out a little bit, they line the players up in two lines, a little gauntlet, and he takes a big run and does a bunch of flips, you know, to celebrate the win.
Kind of like Ozzie, whenever Ozzie Smith, whenever he would go out there at the beginning of the game, those, yeah. But not necessarily those type of flips, but I guess similar.
It was, and it was really kind of fun. It was kind of needed, you know. Just a, you know, I like little quirky things that people do with teams sometimes, just to hey, little inspiration.
Break the and his catcher's gear though, or not?
No, not in the catcher's game.
Okay.
That would have been worth more points.
Yeah.
But that kid got, he got hit by foul ball so many times. There was no part of his body that didn't get, and the umpire, Dave, guy I've never seen before, not very good. And when I say that, I think a guy who probably just didn't have a lot of experience, who you would expect to get in a game where Montgomery County goes in 4-11. And
what last night was Thursday night. You got Lexington district games. You got,
oh yeah,
yeah. So you're not getting, for Montgomery County and West Carter, yeah, you're not getting the top five.
I was telling, you know, guys in the press box in the break, I'm saying, guys, don't worry about the umpiring. It'll be inconsistent. He really struggled with the pitch, the outside pitch. I mean, it might hit the plate and it was a ball. It might be 5 inches outside the plate and it might be a strike. He didn't have vision to cover that very well, which you see, you know, with young umpires and this guy wasn't
and bad umpires.
And bad. Well, you know.
Of course, I always tell, whenever somebody complains about an umpire, particularly baseball more so than any other sport, it depends on what angle you're looking at it from. You sit one spot and you complain about it. You go to another spot and see the same pitch and you'll say, oh, he was right.
Well, I tell people the worst thing in the world about me doing games here at Bobby Joe Whitaker Field is my seat. I see, to when right-handed batters are up, I see the outside part of the plate. I can tell if it's a strike or not. And I know people thinking, well, I'm doing way too much umpiring and...
Oh, no. Nobody thinks that.
Yeah, hey.
We're only passing through.
Only you.
Dave. That's a great song right there. I have that CD, you know.
Do you have the CD?
Earl Scruggs and Friends.
You bet.
It's also a great first song, Elton John, Country Comfort. That's a great song.
We may play that coming back, so don't go away. Dave's favorite is coming up after the news. This, though, is Earl Scruggs with Don Henley and Johnny Cash.
Exactly.
I have wrestled with my pride, but I have been down in the valley, stood out in the rain. I have seen my love forsaken, felt the pleasure and the pain. But there's one thing that's for certain, there's one chord that rings true. It's a mighty world we live in, but the truth is, we're only passing through. I have cried in tears of sadness, cried in tears of joy. I have found a life worth living from the peace within the noise. I have turned my back on hatred, lying prejudice and greed. Found the future in the present, found hope within the sea. But there's one thing that for certain, there's one call that rings true. It's a mighty world we live in, the truth is, we're only passing through. Passing through. Passing through. It's it empty. You see my well run dry, but there's water down the road, and I'm only going by. If I'm sitting on dead ready, when my chances come to knock, I'll make it where I'm going, standing tall just like a rock. But there's one thing that's for certain.
The gag order limits what Mr. Trump can say publicly about witnesses. They'll try to select five alternate jurors today after seven men and five women were seated yesterday. The judge hopes to begin opening statements Monday, a day after some of his siblings called on Robert Kennedy Jr. to abandon his bid for the White House.
The Kennedy family endorses Joe Biden for president.
The New York Times says an environmental nonprofit plans to do the same. The Natural Resources Defense Council's political arm, Taking Out Ads, scheduled to appear in newspapers in six swing states Sunday with the tagline, Honor Our Planet, Drop Out. The Department of Education has released guidelines on LGBTQ kids in federally funded schools.
Under the new rules, the definition of sex-based harassment will expand to include gender identity and sexual orientation. The changes eliminate some Trump-era rules, including one which narrowed the definition of sexual harassment.
CBS's Willie James Inman. Maryland police are expected to reveal more next hour about an alleged plot by an 18-year-old named Alex Yee to shoot up his high school. CBS Baltimore's Caitlin Kushner.
According to charging documents, Baltimore County Police notified Montgomery County Police, who then tipped off FBI investigators about a 129-page book Yee wrote about committing a mass shooting at Wooten High School. At one point, writing, quote, I need to figure out how I'll sneak the gun in. Maybe a duffel bag will work. I just hope security doesn't stop me.
Remembrance ceremony in Oklahoma City on the 29th anniversary of the truck bombing on the federal government building. It included 168 seconds of silence, one for each of the victims. Police Chief Wade Gourley.
We come here to remember those who were killed, those who survived, and those changed forever.
The bomber, Timothy McVeigh, was executed. This is CBS News.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. cleanorigin.com, online or one of our retail stores.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Olympic organizers have unveiled their plans to use artificial intelligence in sports.
The International Olympic Committee has outlined its agenda for taking advantage of AI. Officials say it could be used to help identify promising athletes, personalize training methods, or make the games fairer by improving judging. The IOC president, Thomas Bach, said the committee is, quote, determined to exploit the vast potential of AI in a responsible way. The Paris Olympics are due to kick off in just under 100 days. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Tesla is recalling more than 3,000 2024 Cybertrucks because one of the pedals can get stuck and send it sailing. The company says it'll replace the faulty part for free. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is not aware of any related collisions, injuries, or deaths. Dow up 193. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Lakes 18 storm tracker forecast. Pre-summer is over. Cold front coming through the area. Some showers are around this morning. Those go away. The clouds eventually will follow, but it may take till later this afternoon. Highs today in the middle and upper 60s. For tonight, sky ends up clearing. Patchy fog, low 40s. Partly to mostly sunny, low 60s tomorrow. Chillier on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, 4 McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates near historic lows, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice. Available at major brands, Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Good luck, studio. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Soon the pines will be falling everywhere. Village children fight each other for a share. And the 609 go roaring past the creek. Deacon Lee prepares a sermon for next week. I saw Grandma yesterday down at the store. But she's really going fine for 84. Well, she asked me if sometime I'd fix her barn. Poor old girl, she needs a hand to run the farm. Yeah, there's good old country comfort in my bones. The sweetest sound my ears have ever known. Just enough passion feeling fully grown. Country comfort. In a truck that's going home. Down at the well where they got a new machine. The foreman says it cut the manpower by 15. Yeah, but that ain't natural. With Sir Claire would say, she's a horse-drawn man. Tell dying days. And it's good old country comfort in my bones. Just the sweetest sound my ears have ever known.
Country comforts in a truck is going home.
People in the music industry, they just get together. Norcross, Georgia, is where that was recorded.
Yeah, that's a tribute album to Earl Scruggs while he was still with us.
And he's playing a banjo on that.
It's quite a funky little a solo he has there.
The song written by?
Yeah, it's Elton John. It's like Elton on his John first album. Yeah.
Yeah. We have a caller, I think. Yeah. Good morning.
Dan?
Yes.
Linda Arnett.
Yes, Linda.
I won those tickets yesterday. Is somebody going to be at the station in the morning, or do I need to come today and pick them up?
You probably better get here today. There would be somebody here, but maybe not early enough for you to pick them up and get there.
Well, I know it starts at 7 o'clock, and my cousins want to be there at 7:30.
You better come today.
Today, then.
They're back there waiting on you.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks.
Yeah, don't forget, this is a huge weekend in Mount Sterling. This is like the Spring Festival, like Court Day. You've got the Nancy Green Pancake Festival going on. The Kiwanis Club Pancake Breakfast is going on from 7 to 10 tomorrow. So you get a great meal. I mean,
as long as you like pancakes, you're in good shape.
Well, no, eggs, bacon, sausage, biscuits, and gravy.
It all seems to be built around pancakes to me, Dan.
Yeah, the whole deal is around,
I'm going to try to make it there.
Yeah. Hey, you.
On my way back to Grayson tomorrow.
Are rooms that high, Grayson? You?
Then you got the health fair going on at Du Bois, which really there are going to be a ton of people there. If you want to get your blood pressure checked, if you want to get your... see if you're diabetic. I mean,
everything, cholesterol,
anything, just about. They're going to be checking it tomorrow up there.
People should make use of those services.
And they're going to be giving shingle shots, some other kind of shot.
I've never had them. My dad used to get, knock on wood, Lord, I've never had them. But dad, shingles, he had a rough time with those.
Yeah. He got gout too, didn't he?
Had gout. Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, I can see him right now sitting in the easy chair with that foot propped up, and all swollen up and shiny kind of looking. And he being my good friend Marty Feltner. I remember Marty got a gout set in on him during a ball game one time.
Oh, goodness.
So I was behind the plate, so we just put him right out behind the mound. And he stayed there the whole time, no matter where the runners were. Because all he could do was turn. Sure. Yeah, I'm not. It's if you've never had it, it's hard to, kind of describe it, I guess. But I remember how much pain and agony he was in.
That song that we just played, recorded at Tree Sound Studio in Norcross, but it was mixed at Scruggs Sound Studio in Nashville by Ron Snake Reynolds. Doesn't that sound like a guy who
that sounds like a guy that can mix records or pretty much do whatever he wanted?
Yeah, but the songs on this CD are written by
different people.
Dwight Yoakam, June Carter, and Merle Kilgore.
That's Ring of Fire. They wrote that.
Gary Scruggs and Kevin Welch, Melissa Etheridge, Sting appears and wrote a song.
Johnny Cash wrote that Passing Through song that you were playing earlier.
Vince Gill, John Fogerty made his way on there. And then And as you
that's a nice CD. Yeah. I've had that a long time. That's probably 2000.
2001. So yeah. you're pretty much right on. You're not as right as you were on the catamounts, but you're close.
That's pretty close. That's pretty close.
One year we'll take.
Yeah.
1 year. How about the Legends this year? Everybody's glad the Legends are back, aren't they?
Yes, very much so. They will be managed by former major league catcher, ironically, Greg Zahn.
There you go.
And the pitching coach is a former Cincinnati Red, Arthur Rhodes. And the other two coaches, I'm not 100% sure who they are. I don't think they ever made it to the majors, so that's why I probably can't remember their names yet. Okay. And they start next Thursday. Next Thursday at 6:45, and then they have next Friday, they have an education day that starts at 10:15 a.m.
There you go. That's the time to play baseball.
Unless you get done early. 10:15 games, baby. 1 o'clock, you're pretty much done for the day.
Phew,
and then Saturday, not until 7. So, yeah, it's a good break there stuff. Yeah. I think it's against High Point. I believe that's right.
Dan, so let's get I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. Let's talk about the UK basketball situation.
Well, you know what? I haven't talked about it all week. Because I just think it's so worn out for this.
It is worn out.
For this point in the process. I mean, I'm a Mark Pope fan. I think it was a great hire, personally. I do think the first year will be tough.
It could be very challenging.
It'll be challenging. And I don't look forward to Texas A&M coming to – I think they come to Rupp.
Texas A&M.
I mean Arkansas coming to Rupp. I don't know.
Haven't looked that far ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, but I think it's
– I think it's a good hire. Under the circumstances, I think it's probably as well as they could have done. Wish Shepherd would have come back, but understand that 110%.
Oh.
I mean, you remember a guy played for Indiana named Landon Turner?
Absolutely.
Played on one of the national champion teams. Landon Turner played his sophomore year at IU, and that summer they won the national championship. That summer he, I think, was at Kings Island, coming back from Kings Island, and rolled a car and ended up paralyzed. And Landon Turner didn't get anything. So I never begrudge anybody that, they interview, if you win that kind of money in the Kentucky lottery, they'll interview you on TV. So sometimes you got to take the money.
How about the Kentucky baseball team?
What about that? Yeah, I watched. Now, you just be glad you weren't keeping stats on that game with Louisville the other night.
Yeah, 17th. I've had a few like that.
Called a few like that. I thought, you know, you get in a game, some games have a good flow and some games have no flow. And some of those, like that game, you just, when you're, especially behind the plate, you're just like, I mean, I'm going to be here all night. Might as well just kind of kick back, not try to, you know, rush things.
Try to call as many strikes as you can.
That's exactly right. Let's get something to drink here. We're going to be here a while. So, that game lasted well over 4 hours, I think. It was not well played at all. Those midweek games where the pitchers are not going to pitch on the weekend. I think both teams used 8 pitchers. Now that's 16 pitching changes. So yeah, I was watching the Reds who, you know, didn't even show up at Seattle. They didn't even take the plane. And, I would flip over there every half inning or whatever, and there would be like one batter past the last time I was over there. Nothing like a bad baseball game. And UK won, but there was nothing other than that. There was really nothing good about that game.
31-5.
In the SEC. Look at their SEC record. And they've lost to, like, Samford, and somebody kind of like that beat them the first weekend of the season.
Well, they lost to Washington State 6-4.
Okay, Washington State, not known as a baseball powerhouse.
And that was down in Texas. Then they lost back-to-back games to Kennesaw State. Go to the old Kennesaw State Kennesaws. And then they lost to Missouri 2-1 in Columbia.
And that's their only SEC loss.
Yeah. And
now they... And then I think they'd be happy with 2 out of 3 this weekend.
Well, Tennessee's ranked number 2 in the country, and Kentucky's number 3. Wow.
I think those games may be on the SEC Network.
I would think.
Or even ESPN in this case.
Yeah, yeah. College, and I called a little college baseball, nothing like UK and Tennessee. But one of the reasons that I didn't really care for it is the games last forever. Forever.
All the commercials, yes.
I mean, you can't get one within 3 hours. People complain about major league games lasting too long. I've never been to a college game.
That's kind of when Coach Ward retired at Eastern, I gave up baseball and went strictly to softball.
Yeah, it's a lengthy process. I don't know why it is. There, you know, the Major League Baseball has made rule changes and such to try to speed things up, and it's worked. I mean, they had the shortest game the other day they'd had in, I don't know, 15 years. But they've made no efforts like that in college. And, I mean, you go out and talk to pitcher, you know, once every inning and not take him out. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Because I look at it from a different perspective. But, yeah, those guys are well paid, though. The guys doing D1 games like that, I mean, they're getting their money's worth.
Kentucky has 15 SEC games left. 3 with Tennessee, 3 with South Carolina, 3 with Arkansas, 3 with Florida, and 3 with Vandy. And those series, they'll be, you talk about real dogfights. I mean, those are all.
Because Arkansas was number 1. I don't know if they still are.
I don't. It changes too quick for me.
And then Vandy's up there, too.
Yeah. But I think Vandy might be down a little bit from their glory to the Walker, Bueller days over there.
I think they're still ranked. I'm not sure how high.
Yeah, if I can't find anything to watch, I'll flip over there. SEC Network's got something on there. I used to watch softball when the girl from Grayson.
Yeah.
From East Carter was pitching for Alabama. I was watching the time she pitched a perfect game in the World Series. Perfect game in the College World Series. Grayson, Kentucky. How about that? I was calling in the 16th region when she was up there. It was East Carter a couple different times, and about the fifth inning, you'd be sitting, all of a sudden there'd been 30 people there. All of a sudden there was 130. And I remember asking the first base coach one time, I'm like, what's going on? He said, have you never heard of, what was that girl's name?
Montana Fouts.
Montana Fouts. He said, have you never heard of Montana Fouts? And I'm like, well, no. And he goes, well, she's the number 1 rated softball player in the nation. And the softball game just ended. And the field was right on the other side of the parking lot there. So
Pens would come over.
They would gravitate down. I always thought that was kind of cool. But it was definite. You could definitely tell which sport was driving the car that year at East Carter.
We're about out of time, guys.
We are.
And I want to tell you that, Dave, do not listen to Music and More today. You will probably not like it. But
okay, I won't.
I'm going to play from an album the music of Frank Fontaine. And Frank Fontaine was the guy who played the barroom drunk on Jackie Gleason's show.
Well, it's kind of before my time.
Yeah. And he had a fabulous singing voice. And at the end of the deal, they're closing up the bar, and you know, Jackie would say, oh, why don't you sing something for us? Googie. Guggenheim, his name. And he would sing it. Wow. Good stuff. I mean, if you like just great crooner music.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that.
Well, it'll be good stuff. If I can find the album, I got to go back and retrieve it here in a minute.
Frank Sinatra's credits its plays on my player from time to time.
Well, Frank Fontaine, good voice. You'd never heard of Frank Fontaine, had you?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I remember the Jackie Gleason show, but I don't remember that part of it.
Didn't Jackie Gleason have the June Taylor dancers or singers?
Yeah. June Taylor dancers.
You evidently see what's stuck in my mind, can't you?
Yeah, the dancing.
Yeah.
Rather than the...
It's good to see you, man.
It's good to have you back.
I'm the only guy in here without a mustache cap. But I don't normally wear caps, so I'm good with that.
Aren't these nice, though?
Yeah.
They're nice caps.
They are nice.
Yeah. Legends did that promo back in 2019 for Eastern Moorhead in UK.
Well, yeah. It's got the big, I got you.
The big mustache. That's, on there.
And the school on the side.
Yeah, I really wasn't down with that counterclockwise or counterclocks or whatever they were.
Well, the fans weren't very happy with it either. A lot of them stayed away.
A little backlash.
Bill Whitaker has walked in. I just want to mention again, we've already mentioned it once today, but don't forget the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast tomorrow. Make sure, because they will deliver. You can drive by and pick it up. They'll bring it out to your car, even if you want them to.
I tell you what, Bill will cut it up and feed it to you.
That way, I don't know about that. Call People's Exchange Bank today and ask for Bill, and you'll get free delivery.
It's good to see you, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Hey, you travel safe?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Stop by again. Dave, we'll see you next week. Hey, we're going to hear a little more from Rhonda Vincent. Is the grass any bluer? Don't go away, though. You do want to hear Frank Fontaine.
You drove those country back roads to 1,000 one-night stands. The music from your mandolin spread like wildfire in the wind and echoed through the highlands. So tell me, Bill. Out of place, laying on your bag out in the hall. You're taking it to remind you of our better days, the ones you say you miss when you're gone. Don't lie, don't try to fool me, 'cause boy, but don't lie. Well, I've seen all her letters in the closet, caught a trace of her perfume on you that night. So don't stand.